This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 350 for Thursday, April 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday due to gains in comparable edible oils. With the final settlement still pending, the May canola contract is up 80 cents at $828 per ton. The July contract is up $4.80 at $760.50 per ton, and new crop November is up $3.90 at $642.80. The narrowing of the May-July spread is a feature as investors are booking profits on their long positions. Tight supplies continue to underpin old crop canola values, while persisting dry conditions on the prairies are supportive of new crop values. There is a possibility of more canola acres being planted this spring than the 20.1 million initially projected, and that's tempering gains in the new crop months. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 79.76 US cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.79. The weekly export sales report from the United States Department of Agriculture highlighted a number of marketing year lows. For the week ending April 8th, old crop wheat export sales have a net sales reduction of nearly 56,600 tons for a marketing year low. New crop wheat sales are more than 274,000 tons. Old crop corn export sales are down 57% from the previous week at nearly 328,000 tons. New crop sales are 52,600 tons. Old crop soybean export sales are just over 90,000 tons, and new crop sales exceed 265,000 tons. New crop soy meal exports are down 44%, hitting a marketing year low of 71,500 tons. New crop soy meal sales are 26,000 tons. Soy oil has a net reduction of 1,500 tons. The National Oilseed Processors Association reports nearly 178 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in March, coming below market expectations, as are soy oil stocks at almost 1.8 billion pounds. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The May contract is up 8 cents at $14.18 per bushel. May soy oil is up almost 0.2 cents at 54.89 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $3.70 at 401.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Thursday, with the May contract down 4 cents at 5.90 per bushel. Chicago oats are narrowly mixed, with the May contract down a half cent at 3.82. Wheat futures are higher on Thursday. Chicago May is up 6 cents at 6.54. Kansas City May is up 4 cents at 6.08. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is up a penny at 6.62. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, April 15th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.